Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So a lot of those smaller places, you know, smaller diners have been replaced by, you know, chain fast food places. So a lot of those places that are really that have the character that is historic Missouri, we are losing quickly. And because they're kind of what we call industrial or commercial archaeology, people don't see them as important historic resources that some of us do. And realize that we are losing them quickly. So we do need to put in place means to preserve those. And there are a number of there are like historic roadways that call attention. The historic Route 66 calls for calling attention to those historic resources along Route 66 that may be lost if we don't look to try to preserve them in some way. And through economy is the way usually, we live in the age of show me the money, and a lot of historic resources aren't usually protected for their intrinsic reasons, but for economic reasons. If that makes economic sense to keep them, we do. And so that's sort of what my book is aimed at bolstering the economy of historic tourism in small town Missouri. So I have five road trips of Missouri in my book along mostly two-lane highways. I think you have to be on the interstate highway maybe 1 mile in this whole vast area of five different road trips in Missouri. So trying to call attention to those forgotten towns. And then like a travel book, I list places to eat and visit and stay, but I only list the places that are local and indigenous to Missouri to help bolster the economy of tourism on a local basis and to help our neighbors. You won't find a McDonald's, but you'll find lots of little mom-and-pop diners. You won't find
that's
mega
great.
Hotels, but you will find smaller, and some of them are very viable still, smaller mom-and-pop motels to visit.
Well, so good. We'll commend the book to everyone to pick up. And where can folks get the book? Maybe page through it and decide to take one of those trips and rather than stay hunkered down, you know.
Go ahead. They are in, of course, the big box stores. They're at Barnes & Noble and they're at Costco. But I suggest that people shop local. There's a great place called Neighborhood Reads out in Washington, Missouri. There's Main Street Books in St. Charles. There's the Bookhouse and Left Bank Books here in St. Louis. So I encourage people to pick it up there. And you can also buy it on my website, historicmissourirodesides.com, where you'll find some information about the book. And we're also on Facebook, so you can find us on our Facebook page there as well.
And I did check out the website. It's really cool. Well, Bill, thanks for doing that. I hope people take the opportunity over the 4th, maybe, rather than go to some big gathering and, you know, get coronavirus. Go and take a little road trip with your family in the car and have fun.
Great way to see Missouri. Certainly safe in the comfort of your own home. You can call ahead at any of the restaurants and cafes to make sure that they are doing takeout. Yeah. And then you can take them to one of our state parks and historic sites to enjoy them in the outside.
Beautiful. Bill Hart, thanks so much for doing this and keeping Missouri, historic Missouri, alive and in our hearts and on our wheels. We appreciate it. Thank you. Bill Hart, author of Historic Missouri Roadside, second edition. There he is. All right, guys, we'll take a break, step aside, and wrap it up with a couple phone calls. Stay right there. All right, let's get right to some phone calls here as we wrap it up towards the top of the hour. Boy, where does the time go, Chad? Are you sure you don't have my... Do you have my clock going fast? Did you put some new batteries in it or what? It just seems like it was 6 o'clock just like 10 minutes ago.
No, just rolling through.
Do you have something to get to this afternoon? You got the clocks running fast? I don't.
Well, it is my little brother's birthday. So
is it? Really? Yeah. How old's your little brother?
He's turning 18.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, just graduated from SLU High. So, yeah.
Wow. What's he going to be doing then?
He's going to be studying engineering, architectural engineering at Kansas State.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
What? Where?
At Kansas State.
Oh, beautiful. That's a great architectural school down there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super good. Hey, that's good. Well, give him our best. Happy birthday to Chad's brother. What's his name?
Cameron.
Cameron. Well, happy birthday, Cam. All right. Well, boy, Cam, maybe he should be a football player. He might, be a star.
No, I think he's one of those intelligent ones, not the sports ones.
Oh, he's a brainiac, huh?
Yeah, huh? Absolutely.
Okay, it must run in the family. Must run in the family. You guys are smart family there. All right, let's talk to Paul on line one. How you doing, Paul? Thanks for calling the program.
Doing great, Dr. Tobler. Love your program. Been listening for I don't know how long. You know, it all stems back to they forgot to tell, not me, but people stopped disciplining their children. They stopped spanking their children. Everyone got a trophy. No one was told no. I mean, for the last 30 years, you can't tell your kids no, or you didn't.
No, you're right.
I remember when I was growing up, if I did something wrong and my neighbor saw me do it, she would whip my butt all the way back to my house, and then I would get my butt whipped when I got home.
Yeah.
Still say yes.
I remember.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yeah, I remember. Who hasn't on their street they were growing up, or as parents that their children grew up on? When you're a parent or as a child, who didn't have the one or two people in the neighborhood who, if you stepped on their lawn, boy, your name was mud, and they were liable to come over and tell your parents you stepped on their lawn. And your parents would say, my parents said, I told my kids with that, you know, curmudgeon, hey. Yeah, they're unreasonable. They're a little crazy. It's not going to hurt anyone to step on the lawn. However, it's their lawn. We must respect it. We can disagree with their opinion on that, and they're welcome to step on our lawn, but we have to honor the fact that that's their property. And it's, you know, that would be a good springboard to discussion about autonomy, the respect for authority, just the respect for one another's sensibilities. And I just don't think that parents have had those kind of conversations often enough. Maybe, and it's becoming worse because people are so immersed in their social media and everything that I don't think that they're spending the time instilling those principles and those virtues into their children as consistently and as commonly as we should. Maybe that's part of the problem.
You just nailed that with the hammer, Dr. Tobler, like you always do.
No, thank you, sir.
And I think that's the issue.
Hey, Paul, love you. Thank you. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for calling. Really appreciate the call. Karen, you're up next on the Randy Tobler Show.
Hi. Earlier you had mentioned a very important voice to us, which is Tucker Carlson, that we feel we can trust and has not betrayed us. But now we have lost a very important voice here in St. Louis off of your station, and that's Mark Levin. And I know you're going to tell me to contact your program director, but I would invite you to try that because you can't. This is just so disturbing that he's gone.
Okay, well, you know what? They listen. I know that the managers listen to the program, and your input's really important.
I hope so.
And so, yeah, no.
I
think that these decisions are never made lightly. I can tell you that. Okay, and so
We miss you. You should have that other hour as well.
I'll always rally for that there.
I would.
but by the same. But to follow up on.
I've tried.
The program director is my authority, and I will follow and do what I am asked to do because that's the way I roll. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
We need these voices. We need these voices. And
all right.
Wow.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to have to run, gang. Thanks so much for being with me. We'll see you next time on The Tobler Show. Stay in touch at Randy Tobler MD on Twitter.
If you're like me, you've been spending a lot of time at home. You may be noticing the scuffs and faded colors on your walls, the cracked, peeling paint on the outside of your home. Protect your home investment with quality painting from CertaPro Painters. They make your experience worry-free, starting with a free on-site or remote estimate. It's your choice. I did one from the comfort of my own home. It's quick, safe, and easy. You can trust them to get the job done right. Schedule your free estimate today at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with the C.
Hey guys, this is Rachel for my good friends at Upkeep Home Warranty and Maintenance. Most warranty companies will sign you up and then hope that you never contact them again. Or when you do, they deny your claim for lack of maintenance. You don't have to worry about that with Upkeep. At Upkeep, you deal with one home manager. That is your point person who is going to take care of everything for you. Upkeep comes out and will maintain your appliances and equipment four times a year. You know exactly who's going to show up because they don't contract out their work. And when they come in, they're not trying to upsell you. Let's face it, you probably already have a service plan or maintenance plan for your HVAC or equipment, but now you can have all of that plus your equipment covered for about the same cost. And the best part is now you have the peace of mind knowing that your equipment is taken care of and you're saving tons of money on your utilities. Log on to upkeepstl.com, check out everything they do, and mention the DGS and get $100 off the program. That website is upkeepstl.com.
97.1 FM Talk is everywhere. FM 97.1, 98.7, and AM 1490. Streaming at 97.1talk.com. And on the go with the radio.com app. 97.1 FM Talk. KFTK FM Florissant. K254CR St. Louis. Driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group. 97.1 FM Talk. A radio.com station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.